Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 21st of July. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Zosia Ayres to discuss this week's local news stories. And first, a look at the top stories this week. We've got an update on the Weybridge Hospital fire, Brookwood Cemetery attack, a vicar saves a dog and trombone from a storm, and we've got news about Shepparton being the most polite town. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Zosia. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And how are you today?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. A bit tired, but happy to be here.
Good. You've been on an early shift, I hear, today.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, last week, of course, we were reeling from the terrible fire at Weybridge Hospital, and I believe you've got a bit of an update on that now, Zosia.
Yeah, so it's really just moving on about what should be done with the site. Obviously, it completely shocked everyone in the area, and the rubble's now being cleared. It was secured, the property, by NHS Property Services, who've commissioned its demolition because they deemed it was structurally insecure. And we just really wanted to highlight the fact that the people in the community really want it to be kept as an NHS facility and kept as a hospital. So we're backing that campaign, and the Runnymede and Weybridge Philip Hammond seemed to say that he wanted it kept as a hospital as well. And we've spoken to lots of people in the area who all think it's just a vital facility for Weybridge and it needs to be kept as that.
Yes, indeed. I mean, and I know Tom Smurthwaite interviewed Philip Hammond last week, and he was talking about the opportunity for a new 21st century facility.
Yeah, exactly, because obviously it was horrific what happened, but I mean, it was quite an old building, so it would be amazing to get a really state-of-the-art thing there.
For yes, because it was the Weybridge, the Walking Centre. I think now what's happened is the staff have gone partly to Woking and partly to Ashford Walking Centre, so people are having to travel further for that. And the two GP surgeries in the Weybridge Town Centre have had to move temporarily, at least, to Wharton Hospital. So it's obviously a pressing need to get them back into a local position, isn't that?
Yeah, they serve more than 24,000 people at those GPs. So
really?
They're all having to move somewhere else, so it's not good.
Right, okay, so as you say, at the moment, there's a whole question of the demolition going on. With our studios just opposite the hospital, we see people every day still turning up, you know, and looking at the notices. So I expect it's taking a little while for people, everybody, to understand what's happened there and having to make alternative arrangements. So, we'll be keeping an eye on that, I'm sure, as plans come forward for redevelopment. Now, a vigil for a man whose body was found in West Byfleet.
Yeah, so this was on Saturday. The body of Asif Nawaz was found in the Basingstoke Canal in West Byfleet. And I actually attended the vigil for him. We were invited, and it was a really moving ceremony. A passerby found his body near the lock, and that's where they held the vigil, and roses were thrown into the water and lots of prayers were held. So, yeah, it was very sad, obviously. After his body was found, Surrey Police initially said his death was being treated as suspicious, but now they're just saying they're keeping an open mind.
Oh, right, so they don't know whether it might have been just natural causes then.
Yeah, they don't seem to have shared that with us yet, but obviously as soon as they do, we'll let you know.
Yes, very sad. It's a nice, they did a vigil, wasn't it? It was right by the canal there then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, so obviously not a horrible place for them, but it was very beautiful.
Good. Now, Brookwood Cemetery has been attacked, I understand.
Yeah, so we've had lots of quite dramatic news this week. So we heard that there were police and a helicopter at Brookwood Cemetery. So I made my way down there with lots of police cars, and then we found out that actually two employees of Woking Borough Council had been stabbed at the cemetery, which is horrible.
Goodness me.
I know. So one man was stabbed in the chest, so he was airlifted to hospital, and he remains in a serious but not life-threatening condition, and another man suffered stab wounds to his arms, and the police went and pursued two suspects in a black BMW, which they're still looking for. If anyone has any information of what happened, obviously contact them on 101. But yeah, they've still not found them yet. They're on the run. But yeah, it was a very horrible story.
Indeed, yes. Rather shocking, isn't it, to think that happens at that cemetery. It's a huge place, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, it takes ages to drive around it. I was trying to look for it for ages. But yeah, I can imagine they would have got away quite quickly.
Now, a slightly more upbeat story now. Mm-hmm. A vicar saves dogs and trombone from a storm.
Yes. So we've had these storms on Wednesday night that everyone's been talking about, and we heard from one vicar in South Homewood who in the heat of the moment was trying to think of what to take, and she grabbed her two dogs, which may seem quite obvious, but she also took her trombone.
The trombone was important, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. She also took some original music and church service sheets for the next few weeks. So she's very prepared. Her dogs were called Barley, Ginger, and Mr. Johann Sebastian Elijah Holmes. So quite eclectic, and they're both safe and sound. And luckily the fire was contained to the roof of the house, and so that's being repaired, the best thing. But
everybody's safe, nobody hurt, and at least it's just the roof. Thank goodness for that.
Exactly.
And the trombone and the dogs survive. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Very quick thinking by the vicar.
Exactly.
Now, this struck me as very interesting. Shepparton, then, being voted the politest town.
Yeah, so Shepparton seems to have had a few kind of accolades like this recently. So last month it was voted as the sixth happiest place to live in the UK. And now recently we've had it being awarded as the most courteous town of the year. So I've heard that you've got Councillor Robin Sider coming on your show later, who can tell you more. But he says he's absolutely delighted with the award and spoke about, you know, when you walk around Shepparton, everyone holds the door for you and always greets you when you walk around. So he seems to think it's a great reflection of the town.
Yeah, I understand it. He first saw a ceremony, I think, last year in Skipton. They'd won it that year and thought, well, why don't I see if Shepparton could win it?
Exactly, and we've had Epsom's won it before as well.
Oh, right,
so
good.
Another Surrey town has been recognised, which is great.
Yeah, well, it's good this sort of thing's going on, really. We don't seem to be in an age of politeness these days. You know, you see people yattering on their mobile phone while they ought to be paying attention to the checkout person or whatever, or at the bank or anywhere else, and everybody seems to be in a hurry these days.
Yeah, it's done by the National Campaign for Courtesy, and they say that they're working to encourage people to be more friendly, considerate and respectful of each other and our environment, which seems quite a good message to end on.
Yeah, well, let's hope a few more Surrey towns have a go next year, spurred on by Epsom and Shepparton's success.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It would. Well, Zosia, thank you for taking us through the news this week, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Bye for now.
Bye.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Zosia Ayres. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.